Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Time to talk to another buddy of ours who's all refreshed after a bye week. I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy over here is Andy Baskin. Browns getting ready to play the Jets coming up on Sunday. Kevin Stefanski will speak in the 1 o'clock hour. We'll hear it to get us ready. From the Browns Radio Network. He does pregame with Andy. He does postgame with me. In between, he does all kinds of other things and just is the prince of football media. He's Mr. Tyvus Powell. Hello, Tyvus.
How y'all doing today? How is everybody feeling? I mean, I know people were not Browns fans, but was watching Cincinnati and probably thought they have the exact opposite problem, but still a problem than us.
Yes, I think that's the case. Oddly, we haven't had too many people calling and cussing at us today. It's been kind of pleasant.
Look at that. That means there's light at the end of the tunnel. Just wait, though.
Maybe.
The week is long. The day is long and the week is long.
I'll ask you the same thing I asked Scott Petrak to get going. Bye week, and you tell me if this is accurate. Bye week in the NFL, you know, coaches always seem to want to maybe tweak something, change something, adjust something, whether it be scheme, personnel, whatever. You were there, you know, in the NFL as a defensive back. If you're the Browns, what would you want to tweak? Anything in particular as you get ready to play the Jets?
I mean, the biggest issue is the passing game. I mean, the run game has been doing fairly well. Obviously, the Patriots had a great run defense, so that shut that down. But you got to find a way to be more effective in the passing attack. So I think what you did was you studied what you did. You looked at your tendencies, and then you start running different concepts, the opposite concepts. You know, instead of running that drive seven or that drive with that dig, you run the drive seven. You know, you do things like that to switch up your concepts. I think the number one thing, though, that they had to figure out in this bye week is how are they going to get Jerry Jeudy involved? Because, again, Joe Flacco once said that he understands that this offense will go as Jerry Jeudy goes. And I think Joe is the person to gauge on this because – he also knew if the offense went as Amari Cooper went, and that's when you've seen some of the best things happen. So if Jerry Jeudy is here to replace Amari Cooper, we got to find a way to get him going. And I think that opens up everything for everybody else.
What are you doing tomorrow before the trade deadline? First of all, what's going through players' minds, as you can understand? And then if you're the Browns, what do you think they'll do tomorrow?
I mean, it just depends on the player. You know, I actually had the pleasure of talking with Quinshon Judkins on Saturday, you know, just asking him how everything was going. And, you know, he's still excited to be a Brown and all that. And he's very optimistic that they can turn things around. So, you know, when you got guys like that in the locker room that's eager to try to turn things around, you know, that's good. That's what you want. I think you gotta find a way to get rid of the guys that don't want to be here and keep the guys that do, you know, and build off of those guys. And I think that's what you do with this trade deadline is you find out who wants to be a part of this team and you keep them. If there's guys that, you know, think that they ran this course and they don't want to be here, you get rid of those guys, because I think that you want to keep that atmosphere and the energy as positive as possible. And you got to do that surrounding them by talented individuals, especially those young guys.
All right, good answer as a broadcaster, but probably you guys are hanging out on the sidelines, Ohio State, Penn State. So now spill the real tea. Give us the good stuff.
That's the real tea. He told me that he listens to me and he sees what I be saying on Twitter.
Uh-oh.
And he be saying that he thinks I'm a dog. He said he be thinking to himself, he about to dog us.
I just try
to be honest, you know.
All right. See, now you got the real stuff. All right, that was good. I wasn't expecting anything, and you gave us something. Good
job.
You
did say guys who don't want to be here. You think there are a lot of guys who don't want to be here on this team?
If you've been a part of this Browns team for a couple of years, especially these last 2 years, then you understand, like, you're losing, and you don't want to be a loser. So you kind of be like, you know what, maybe I don't need to be here. Maybe I need to go somewhere else where I can win games. You know, it gets frustrating, you know, every week you come in there and you practice the way you do and you go all hard and then you get to the game and you're not seeing those results. You know, that gets frustrating. So some of those guys feel like, you know, if they could be better service somewhere else. Or if you're not getting utilized the way you feel that you need to be utilized, or they're not using you to your strengths, and you feel like you need to go somewhere that you can. So that absolutely happens in every locker room on every team.
Okay. How do you fix the passing game with a trade deadline tomorrow? Or can't you?
I mean, what you can do is you can try to find somebody that's got, you know, one of them young receivers that maybe signed a deal, but it ain't panning out or something like that, or somebody going in full tank or rebuild mode. You try to get those guys. I mean, you talk about Kevin and AB. They're always looking for young guys that's on a good deal. And, you know, obviously there's not a lot of people that fit that description, because if you got a good number one wide receiver, you're not looking to move off of him unless you just completely tearing the thing down. So, I mean, you would have to look at a guy like a Jalen Waddle or Garrett Wilson or something like that, find out what the price tag is, and try to make that trade. That could absolutely help, you know, especially if you're going to have a young quarterback. And even if you don't keep, even if you are moving off of Dylan or Shador next year for another quarterback, you want to at least get that guy some weapons. So I think that it would be in their best interest to try to go out and try to find, you know, one of those wide receivers.
And one of those kind of guys, in my estimation, Tyvus, is certainly worth a second round pick anyway, correct?
Yeah. I mean, think about it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're going to take a quarterback in the first round and maybe a tackle in the first round, then you might as well use your second round and get a receiver that's proven, that's already showed that he can play on this level. I think that would be the smart thing to do.
Quit making sense.
Or you could take it and, you know, get a receiver in the first round, get a quarterback in the first round. Now that quarterback got two weapons, and now you get you look like Cincinnati, but you with a defense.
There's a guy making way too much sense on the line, Peskin.
Stop it. I'm done. I got to drop the mic on this. We're done.
He makes too much sense.
Not allowed to do that.
It's part of the problem. Can we talk about the offensive line for a second, especially knowing that there's guys under one-year contracts? And what do you do there? And, you know, we sit around and we talk about, you know, who's sitting on the bench and Zach Zinter. And, you know, are we going to see more? Luke Whipler? I mean, I don't know where they are with this offensive line. And if they're truly thinking about, you know, doing something with the quarterback position and you're going to let the young guys play it out this year, I don't know how you could let one of the offensive linemen go in the next 24 hours.
Yeah, that's always going to be tough, especially if the young guy isn't developing. But, you know, if you're going back into rebuild mode, you know, if you're conceived to be, which they haven't said that. I mean, the reports come out is they're going to be buyers at the deadline.
Are you buying that?
Pun intended?
Yes.
I would like that to be the truth.
I would like it too. I just don't see it.
I guess we will find out here shortly.
All right. Would you buy it or would you sell?
Both.
I think.
I didn't ask you. I asked him. He's the expert.
I'm sorry.
I think that, and you have to continue to look for the future. You know, this season, it's not like you're going to the playoffs. I mean, it's unlikely. I'm not saying that it's over, but it's highly unlikely. So what you're doing is you're still trying to get these pieces that you can be able to be productive. You're at this point starting to think about moving along and trying to figure out how to be better for next year. You know, and a lot of people look at, you know, what Denver did. Denver obviously cut Russell Wilson and took the biggest cap hit, but somehow, some way, they drafted a quarterback and all is right. You know, you need to have something like that and start moving towards that, you know. And I think that having weapons on the outside, that's the name of the game. I mean, having weapons on the outside. I mean, having a defense and then having wide receiver weapons, because you got the running back. I think everybody can agree to that. The one thing that this team is missing is explosiveness from that wide receiver position. Somebody that can stretch the field. Somebody that you can get the ball to and he can just make a play. Somebody that you can put in that area and he's going to find a way to come down with it. Like, that's the one thing that this offense is truly missing. And that's why it's hard to look at a Dillon Gabriel or even a Shedeur Sanders when he get in there, because you don't have that guy that can go out there and help that young quarterback make plays. You know, if anything, it's discouraging to throw him the ball and it's not getting nothing happening with it. So I think that they have to find a way to hit on that. And like I say, I would say that they will be buyers, but like when you look at the offensive line, you're gonna lose them anyways. So if you're already moving and transitioning to the next year or the years to come, if you're not gonna re-sign none of those guys, you might as well see what you can get for them. And then, you know, we love draft picks at times, so you might as well see what you can get for those draft picks, or maybe get a young player or a younger player that's on a decent contract that can be serviceable.
Tyvis Powell joining us, and you can hear him on the Browns Radio Network. If you're looking at this team and you're looking at the quarterback spot right now, and Dillon Gabriel has had, I believe it's 4 starts, and he's looked okay, not great, not bad, okay. I don't think he's made a big impression. What do you do at quarterback moving forward? In other words, you going to keep rolling with Dillon? Will they at some point just decide, okay, well, that's enough of him, let's go to the next guy, and that would be Shedeur? How do they handle this, Tyvis?
I think that what you do is you give Dillon this week right here, right? The reason being is because, you know, he was kind of thrown in the fire. You know, he's been thrown in the fire in the situation where, you know, they made him the starter and, you know, he's still trying to learn on the fly. But the reason what makes this week so different than the other one is two reasons. One, it's a very winnable game. Two, you got 2 weeks to prepare. you know? And the one thing about him is he's supposed to be this computer and all those things. So if you give a guy 2 weeks to prepare and it's a very winnable game and he can't go out there and look no better than what he's been doing, now I think you got the answer that you want. And I think you can move on to Shador knowing like, okay, this guy's not the future at the quarterback position.
All right. Can you feel optimism a little when you look at the schedule? Although they're three games behind now out of first place. Can you see any, can you feel some optimism looking at the schedule if they can get a win this week?
It's hard. I mean, obviously the season's not over until it's over, you know?
Right.
You got to go out there and control every game that you could control, try to win as many as you can. I think that the problem, what makes it all look so discouraging is that seems like Baltimore figured it out. The Steelers seem to have bounced back. And sure, even as bad as Cincinnati is defensively, it's still fun. You know, you still got Joe going out there putting up over 400 yards and putting up over 40 points. So it's like they got a chance to win every week. So it makes it hard to be very optimistic about it. But I think what you do is you continue to win, try to go out there and win. That's the thing. You can only, and at the end of the season, if you win in many games, you never know. You might be in the hunt.
I'll take it. I'll be in the hunt would make me happy. But
in the hunt would be nice.
I don't think it's going to happen.
I don't think it's 2-6.
Don't feel it.
We'll find out. Hey, no. Enjoy the rest of your week, and we'll be chatting with you on Sunday.
You as well. Go Bucks, go Browns, go Cavs.
Go Bearcats.
And Bearcats.
Yeah, always. Thanks,
goodbye, Tyvus.
All right, Java.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.